Jericho on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Welcome to everyone who's listening. Sorry that I was not here last week. I took a week of vacation, which I don't always like to do that right before the start of a huge season like football, which is coming up here. We do have our phone lines open, 946-0435. So anything that's on your mind in the world of sports, you can give me a buzz. There was a lot of stuff going on last week that I would have liked to talk about. Appreciate Dave Shannon for filling in. Did a great job. Again, 946-0435. But now we have got football season about to ramp up. So we're going to spend a great deal of time over the next couple of weeks diving into a bunch of football topics. Penn State, Steelers, we'll talk some Eagles, NFL, the rest of college football, anything that you would like to discuss, 946-0435. But let me also say this, and by the way, anybody that wants to call anything that's going on in sports that we miss, Pirates, you know, Olympics, whatever, we'll take your calls. One of my least favorite things to do in sports is to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about football. For this reason, now I have a very specific thing I'm going to point out. Okay. I covered professional baseball for 30 years. And you know what my life was like? Covering a game every single day. There was always something to discuss in baseball because baseball is every single day. If you want to talk about how great a player is or how great a player is not, baseball gives you feedback every single day. You get three or four at-bats every single day. If you're a pitcher, you're pitching every fifth day. A lot of relievers would pitch more frequently, obviously. But baseball, you can't just talk your way into sounding like a great player. In football, football is clearly the number one sport in this country, but you have a lot of downtime. And so what do you have to do during the downtime? You have to hype up whatever team, whatever player, whatever coach. You have to talk about it nonstop, even though nothing is going on. Literally, nothing is going on. Okay? So, as a sports writer, so I covered professional baseball for 30 years. I'm 20 years into college football. And it's much more difficult to keep things interesting covering football. Do you know why? Because you're just blowing smoke up everybody's ass every single day that there's not a game. And so I have actually come to detest this simply because we spend so much time focusing on the game, and then when the game's over, you've got nothing else to talk about for a week until the next game. And so the whole talk cycle, it's just talk, 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 talk. And I know it's ironic because I'm hosting a talk show, but you'll notice I talk more Penn State football, I promise you, than any sports writer or sports broadcaster in this state. I promise you. Because I've had a daily radio show for almost 15 years, and throughout the season, we'll spend 30 to 40 minutes a day talking Penn State football. But you know what I don't really talk? I don't just blow up this player or that player or whatever. I try to talk about overarching themes, big picture kinds of things. Because you can't talk about players like that in football. Case in point, Penn State has a really good football player named Abdul Carter. He has played linebacker for the past couple years. He's been good. I wouldn't say really at any point have I ever thought Abdul Carter has played great, but he's been good, and he's got a lot of potential. This year, well, it's up in the air. He's moving to defensive end. Maybe they're trying to create this hybrid thing where sometimes he'll be defensive end, sometimes he'll go back to linebacker. We'll see what happens. But today, Abdul Carter's named a preseason All-American. Well, now, he really hasn't earned that because he hasn't proven it on the field yet. So it's all still kind of in theory. But what else are we going to talk about going into a season other than how great this player or that player is? Again, Abdul Carter is a good football player. Has he ever been a great football player? No. Last year, he had 48 tackles as a starting linebacker. 48 tackles as a starting linebacker at Penn State. That's not a good number. Seriously, that's not a great number. He started all 13 games. He had 48 tackles. A great linebacker at Penn State's 80-plus tackles, somewhere around 100 maybe. 25 solo tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, 1 interception. Good numbers. But the media that covers Penn State, if you go Google Abdul Carter, you'll see literally 300 stories written about how great he's going to be. Well, okay, he's got a lot of potential, and he might be outstanding, but in football, we end up talking up guys far more because we don't have a whole lot of other things to talk about. There's only one game a week. So I will say that's always been my least favorite thing about football. There are only so many stories, and yet we live in a 24/7 cycle where people are talking about things and writing about things all the time, and especially if you're a Penn State football fan, there are 40 outlets that cover Penn State football. Everybody's kind of writing the same kinds of stories, and I'm not picking on Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter might end up being a superstar. He's not been yet, but in the absence of actual games and when you're leading into a season, you end up just talking the hype train. You jump on the hype train for various guys. Drew Aller is another one. Drew Aller played two of the worst games I've ever seen a Penn State quarterback play last year in the two games that mattered most. He was absolutely god-awful, dog crap, horrendous against Ohio State and Michigan. He was horrendous. And yet, we go into this season, he's ranked like the number 10 quarterback in college football entering the season. People talk, well, he had 25 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Well, yeah, he didn't really throw the ball down the field. Highly conservative offense. Check down city. So, has Drew Aller improved? Well, maybe, but until he shows it, again, this has always been kind of my biggest issue in sports. We tend to hype up these guys so much based on potential. I've always liked to sit back and wait to see what guys actually do. But football doesn't really allow that because, again, it's only one game a week. So what I've always tried to do with the football coverage here and in my writing, I try to look at the bigger picture stuff, you know, the tendencies. I'll be critical. Some people might say I'm more critical than most. Well, I just told you, Abdul Carter had 48 tackles last year. Why am I anointing Abdul Carter a superstar? Why? Why am I anointing a guy, a linebacker who started all 13 games at linebacker university? Why am I anointing him a superstar after a season in which he had 48 tackles? I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Not only that, he's playing a different position this year. And this assumption that he's just going to be an automatically awesome defensive end, well, that's an incredibly difficult position to play. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is not just about Abdul-Carter. It's I can't wait till we actually get into games. And we've got things to talk about. We've got games to talk about. We've got action to talk about. We've had a little bit with the Steelers. I'm going to give you some thoughts on, man, I think the Steelers are in big trouble. I think the Steelers are in big, big trouble. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But our phone lines are open. I was away last week, so if there's anything that you want to discuss or share, 946-0435, here's something I was kind of toying around with. You can call and tell me what's your favorite thing to talk about in sports. I just mentioned really kind of my least favorite thing to talk about in sports, and that's how football is. We just beat the hype train and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Even when teams lose, players are mad like on Sunday, Monday, and by the time Tuesday rolls around, they'll tell you how great everything is again. So I've always found that to be intriguing, the mindset of the football player and of the football fan. No matter how mad you are as a Penn State fan on Sunday or Monday after a loss, or how mad you are as a Steelers fan on Monday or Tuesday after a loss, the psychology of your brain will have you feeling good again right around Wednesday. And you start to look forward to the next game and how much they're going to win the next game and how everything's glorified in the world again. All right, we'll take some of your phone calls after this.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
All right, so what's your favorite thing to talk about in sports? 946-0435. We like to look ahead to games and all that stuff. What's your favorite thing to talk about in sports? One thing I did kind of want to get into here before I jump to the first phone call is Kenny Pickett's struggles with the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it is, it's comical is one way to put it. The way he has gone over there and really looked horrendous. All reports out of Philadelphia from the media over there, the fans, Kenny Pickett has really had a hard time. Now people are wondering if he's going to lose out on the backup job to Tanner McKee. But boy, you know, you think about everything that went into drafting Kenny Pickett. We were talking about this on the Black and Gold Breakdown show the last time I was on it with Kreider a week and a half ago. And by the way, we'll have another episode tomorrow from 5 to 6. But I mentioned, you know, Kenny Pickett was basically a mediocre, at best, college quarterback for the first, what, three years of his career. His final year, I mean, he was that Sean Clifford kind of guy. Just, you know, struggled, didn't really do a whole lot of things right. Then all of a sudden he had one great year as an older guy. He was 24 his last year of college. And the Steelers fall in love with him as a first-round pick. And then they pair him with Matt Canada. But you got to think of everything that went south there. Taking the local guy, the guy that all the Steelers coaches knew because Mike Tomlin saw him around the building all the time and everybody loved Kenny Pickett as a person. The guy's terrible. I never thought he was really good in college. He had one good year. But I had a lot of questions about Kenny Pickett going into the draft. And no news as of yet out of Philly what's going to happen with Pickett there, if he's going to maintain the backup job. Nick Sirianni, their coach, has kind of led on that he does want to keep Pickett as the backup. But here's a headline from Behind the Steel Curtain, which covers the Steelers. It says, it's already clear that the Steelers fleeced the Eagles in trade for Kenny Pickett. All right, we got caller number two. Welcome, buddy. What's going on?
How was your vacation?
We went camping up in Glendale. I've talked about that before over the years, but are you a camper? You like going to Glendale or no?
I'm not. The last time I camped was Put-in Bay in Lake Erie, and it rained the whole weekend, and it was horrible. We were in tents.
Well, that's the problem right there. The whole concept of tent camping, hell to the no, man. I'm for as much glamping, you know that phrase, glamping, like glamour camping, I'm for as much of that as I can afford. Now, I'm not going to go overboard crazy stuff. We don't own a camper. We'll rent a camper, and we share it with other family members. But I need an air conditioner. I need a fridge. I need a microwave. I don't really watch TV camping, but I'm not into this, you know, survival MacGyver skills, you know, out there camping.
You're not rubbing two sticks together to make a fire.
Man, I don't make fires. My wife makes the fires. So, look, I am Billy Crystal. I am city slicker. When we go, my wife, she used to go with her family. They've gone for 40 years. Her dad would make all the fires. Her dad was like MacGyver. You know what I'm saying? Her dad could fix a car, build a house, or repair anything. That's the furthest thing from me that you can possibly get. But my wife learned all of those things. So I'm perfectly fine being Mr. Mom. I'm Michael Keaton camping. I take care of the kids the wife can start the fire and do all that stuff?
Well, that's a good question now. You always have the question about a tribute band. What's the true definition of camping?
Yeah.
That might be a long discussion.
So like, so basically you're talking about being outside on a campground, but if your camper is big enough, aren't you basically in a hotel?
Oh yeah, if that's camping, yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks, man.
Did you see any bears?
No, I saw Smokey Bear. They drove Smokey Bear around the campground a couple days ago because it was like for fire prevention. So all the kids are riding their bicycles and everything, following Smokey Bear. It was pretty cool.
Well, here's my music thing. My wife and I, our hearts were broken because Heart canceled at the Allentown Fair because she's having some kind of cancer treatment. Ann is. So imagine you're all set up. That's one of your concerts you're going to go to. And we were like really good seats. And they replaced Heart with Blue Oyster Cult. So we're not going.
Oh, what? Wait a sec. So Ann is battling cancer. I did not realize that. So.
Yeah, she had a surgery, but now she's, I think, it's not, you know, not revealing a lot. And I don't know where the cancer was, but she's getting treatment now. Apparently she had the surgery, but. Yeah, I was born about half a mile from the Allentown Fair, so that's a bummer not to go. But
wait a minute here. So, okay, there's got to be a rhyme or reason. This is so intriguing to me. There's got to be a rhyme or reason for why you would replace an act. Heart, which predominantly 80s and 90s, maybe they go into the 70s, I don't know, but I know Heart from their 80s music, 90s music, and you're going to replace them with Blue Oyster Cult? Like what the hell? Seriously, wouldn't you try to find, like, I don't know, Exposé was the first name that came to my mind, that they were a girl group, or Bananarama, or hell, I don't know. Can you get a Go-Go's remake or the Bangles? Why are you replacing Heart with Blue Oyster Cult? That makes no sense.
Well, they want more cowbell.
Yeah, exactly, because that's... I'm trying to think. Is that the same audience? For me, it's not. I other than the cowbell thing, I really know nothing or care nothing about Blue Oyster. And frankly, I'm not sure pop culture would care about Blue Oyster Cult if it wasn't for the cowbell stuff. But Heart is one of the great female. Ann Wilson's one of the great female singers of all time. I don't understand the thinking that you think you're getting the same crowd by bringing in Blue Oyster Cult.
I think they were desperate. I actually called the fairgrounds. Now the backup for Heart was Cheap Trick, and they are going to be there. Do you like them?
I do, because I think it was last year's Journey Tour. Journey toured with Cheap Trick and or Heart as an opening act. So depending on which one you got, I was going to the Jordan Center, and I think Cheap Trick opened for Journey at the Jordan Center, if memory serves. So yeah, I'm fine with Cheap Trick. Again, that's more of an 80s kind of rock staple, I guess. I don't know. In my mind, I don't equate Blue Oyster Cult in the same any kind of same genre as Heart.
Yeah, I don't know how the sales are because we decided not to go, but I think they were absolutely so desperate. They only had like 4 to 5 weeks to figure out a replacement because Ann just backed out like that long ago. So they were kind of desperate.
All right. So
maybe they could have gotten Ringo Starr.
Here's this is a fun question for you, brother. Best, and I'll go female here, even though there might be men in some of these groups, although some of them are not. All right. So you can vote for Heart, the Go-Go's, the Bangles, or Joan Jett.
Oh, I love Joan Jett.
So I guess you could go the Runaways or Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Whichever way you're going to go, which one? And I'm not talking necessarily rock or anything, but of your favorite female group, which one are you going with?
I'll still go with Joan Jett.
Really?
Yes, I've been to see her 3 times.
She's
hard rock, man.
Yeah, she is hard rock. I am going to
win. She was pretty at one time.
Yes, I am going to wuss out and say that I would probably go with the Bengals because I love Susanna Hoffs. Susanna Hoffs is one of the most beautiful women of the 80s. And I, even though it's more soft pop, I like the Bengals hit songs in the 80s. Number two would be the Go-Go's. I love Belinda Carlisle. And then three would be Heart. Number four would be Joan Jett for me.
Well, that's okay. I mean, your choices are excellent depending on your taste.
I like it. I like that. And then we could go Debbie Gibson or Tiffany, but you're probably too old for that.
I love Debbie Gibson. I would marry her.
Oh, okay. Well, we're good company. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Now, that's a good discussion right there. Best female rock group or best female group. You can go. You got the Bengals. You got the Go-Go's. You've got Heart. And I'll give you Joan Jett. If you want to go anybody else, you can give me a call, 946-0435. That's good. And I got a text here, of course, the Bengals just because of Susanna Hoffs. All right, so 946-0435. We'll take a break. Take some more of your phone calls after this.
Cup Series race postponed due to rain. I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Michigan. It's career win number one for Michigan, and a one, Justin Allgaier.
Really, really just proud of our team. We obviously, we've been calling it the Hellman's Mayo missile all week. It definitely was that in the corners. Really make up a lot of time through the corners. And, you know, to have Meyer on the car this week and to come off of a break like this before the playoffs really is something that we needed. And not only as a driver, but as a team. And coming here to Michigan, I mean, this place has been iconic for so many years. And I mean, just looking at the pictures on the walls, right? It's truly been a special place for all the manufacturers and for the drivers and teams. And it means a lot. There's a lot of racetracks that have sentimental value. This is one of them. And I've been so lucky to knock off a huge number of sentimental racetracks for me on the bucket list. And this is just one more of them and really, really special.
Let's see here. Justin led 37 of the 128 laps on the day. It's his second win this season and 25th career win. Sheldon Creed was second, breaking the record for most all-time second place finishes at 11. Ouch. Not a good stat. Followed by John Hunter Nemechek, Anthony Alfredo, and Sammy Smith rounds out the top five. Quick point standings, Cole Custer leads Justin Allgaier by 12 points. Cole has one win, Justin now with two. Up next for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Friday night under the lights from Daytona, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on USA. You're on the final lap.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell. Well, pipe. Hank FM.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. We got our phone lines open, 946-0435. This is a fun music question right here. So, like, the first part of this video is Susanna Hoffs singing. So, that completely is the answer. So, if you're going to take a female band of the 70s or 80s, who are you going to vote for? Your choices are the Go-Go's with Belinda Carlisle, the Bangles with the unbelievably gorgeous... Sorry, I'm stuck on loop here on this beginning of the song with Susanna Hoffs. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Runaways, whoever, whichever one you want to go with, or Hart and Wilson and Nancy Wilson. 946-0435. But I'm intrigued by what caller number two said. He was going to see Hart, and they had to cancel their concert in Allentown because of Ann Wilson's cancer, and they replaced them with Blue Oyster Cult. Now, I don't know. Maybe there's some Blue Oyster Cult aficionado out there that wants to weigh in and give me some expertise here, but that ain't the same kind of music, man. If you've got tickets for Hart, you want to see something kind of close to Hart, don't you? I mean, if they've got to cancel the Hart concert and they're going to put Blue Oyster Cult, I'm as much of an 80s music fan as there is, but they were not for me. That was not my kind of group. I loved Hart. That just seems like a very strange. But like caller number two said, they were probably panicking at that point. You only got a few weeks left before the concert date. 946-0435. That's the number if you want to join us to talk some football or some music or whatever else. We're trying to have some fun here. 946-0435. If you want to vote on our female band thing, your choices are Go-Go's, Bangles, Hart, Joan Jett. That's a pretty good list out there. Maybe some other day we can do, or maybe today we can do Debbie Gibson or Tiffany. I vote Debbie Gibson over Tiffany. Caller number two said he wanted to marry Debbie Gibson. That's good. All right. I want to get back here to some football stuff. We are going to break down a great bit of Steelers stuff on the Black and Gold Breakdown show tomorrow. Kreider and Bortner will be in here, and we're going to go over all of the mess that there is with the Steelers offense. But goodness gracious, man, they look like they're in serious, serious trouble. Now, Kreider has mentioned a bunch, you know, both last season and already in the preseason, how he thought the Steelers offense was going to be pretty good last year because they did well in the preseason. And I'm like, well, you know what? There's nothing that matters less in sports than preseason NFL football. Nobody's playing 100%. Nobody is going all out. Nobody is fighting tooth and nail on every single play in an NFL preseason game. So I've always just looked at those very much with a grain of salt. So even though they played very well last year, I didn't have tremendously high hopes for the Steelers offense going into last season. Again, I've been pretty consistent with this. I always thought Kenny Pickett was pretty weak. I always thought there was a chance he might really be terrible. It turns out he's even worse than anybody could have thought. But so how do we then look at what we've seen so far? Justin Fields struggling in the opener. Russell Wilson leading no points against the Bills. They scored 3 points against the Bills. The defense has been okay, but, you know, we kind of expect that. But you take a look at what the Steelers have, and man, oh, man, I mean, that offensive line was just a sieve with all the pressure. So I really can't wait to hear Kreider's thoughts on that on the show tomorrow from 5 to 6 on Black and Gold Breakdown, because, man, it could get pretty dadgum rough, because you've got a 35-year-old quarterback who is not the mobile, you know, highly effective mobile guy that he was 6-7 years ago, all right? And so you do have a highly effective mobile quarterback in Justin Fields, but he's not a good passer. So what in the world are they going to do? We got man Jerry in Bellwood wants to talk some hoops. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, man?
Good. I guess hoops isn't probably appropriate at this time of year. But, oh, by the way, I would pick Hart in a heartbeat.
Okay, so very good.
I think their body of work is far – I like the Go-Go's and the Bangles. I really like them, but they had a couple good albums. Hart's had a lot longer career.
Yeah, they sustained a lot. Hey, look, I'm gonna be your typical jerk male and be like, hey, Belinda Carlisle made the Go-Go's very watchable. Susanna Hoffs made the Bangles very watchable. So it made the music a lot better to listen to.
All right, you know, as far as the Steelers go, you got to kind of feel for the Steelers because, man, they tried to get a good quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and that so far it doesn't look like it's panning out. But my experience and just life's experience with the NFL or any of the leagues, preseason, you just can't base too much of your hopes on what happens in the preseason, or you can't get too depressed what happens in the preseason either, because I've seen teams go undefeated and have in preseason, and, you know, major in baseball, basketball, football, and then suck, and vice versa, you know. So
are you old enough, or were you a Steelers fan in the 80s, post Terry Bradshaw, with all that mess?
I was a fan, but I'm not like devoted or any team that I could be, you know, very articulate about any of that kind of stuff.
See, the issue for me on that, the reason I ask is because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance in the NFL. Now, I'm on record saying, after, you know, near the end of Ben's career, that I don't think the Steelers are winning a Super Bowl for decades, because you're in a situation now where if you not only do they not have a quarterback, they really don't even have a plan. I mean, they're kind of hoping that Russell Wilson might be okay for a couple years and hoping that Justin Fields might be able to, but neither one of these guys is the answer. The Steelers' answer at quarterback, we're not going to know for 5 more years. So let's take 5 years out. They're not winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. And say they draft a guy 2, 3, 4 years from now or whatever, you know, it's going to take that guy 2, 3, 4, 5 years to figure some things out. I mean, that's why I look at the Roethlisberger era. Now, look, winning a Super Bowl is extremely, extremely difficult. Aaron Rodgers only won one. Brett Favre only won one. But the reason I'm so critical of Mike Tomlin is he had Roethlisberger for the better part more than a decade, and they did win one and got to another. But, I mean, look at all the wasted opportunities since 2016, the last time they won a playoff. Anyway, that's a different discussion for another day. But the point is, if you don't have a quarterback, man, I can't even think of you as any kind of legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Well, who was the last team to win the Super Bowl without a great quarterback? Would have been the Ravens.
Are we talking about Trent Dilfer?
Yeah.
I'll go back and look and see if somebody slid in there. I mean, you're talking about maybe the greatest defense of all time when they won. I've pulled up the list here. So let's see. We're in 99-2000. Okay, so we got Chiefs, Mahomes, Rams. That would have been was that Jared Goff there? I mean, was that Jared Goff that won the Super Bowl for them?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was Sean McVay. And he is not necessary, or I don't think it was Matthew Stafford. Without quarterback Jerry, as he was traded to the Saints for Matthew Stafford. So Matthew Stafford was a quarterback there. Buccaneers was Brady. Chiefs, Patriots, Eagles. You know, that the Patriots won that. Yeah, I'm going back through this. Now, look, I would say this. When the Broncos won the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning is the worst quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl. Okay, That's true. That Peyton Manning. That Peyton Manning was an absolute disaster of a quarterback. Now, they had a great defense. So I guess maybe to answer your question, I'd go back to 2016 for sure, because that version of Peyton Manning was not really even a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you couple all this with the Steelers having such a tough schedule, it's a really long year for Steeler fans.
Yeah, no question.
And maybe even Eagle fans, you know. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. 946-0435. I'm going to jump in on our football discussion or our music discussion. Love the Go-Go's. Now, Jerry made a good point there that Hart, their success has lasted a whole lot longer than the Go-Go's did or the Bangles did. Go-Go's were the first all-female group to hit number one, all-female, with no men in it at all. They were the first all-female group to hit number one. So that's a little bit of music history there for you. All right, 946-0435. You want to talk some football? I also want to get into the Pirates here in just a few minutes, and a little bit of Altoona Curve. I want to talk some baseball as well.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
At Shoopla, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoopla, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoopla believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoopla's fit specialists, visit their website, shooflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I want to talk some baseball here for a minute. Some Pirates and Altoona Curve stuff. But I just saw this story. I missed this earlier today. It's apropos of nothing for sports, but Giant Eagle is selling its Get-Go stores to a company that owns Circle K. I know we've got a few in our region, a couple, 2 or 3 at least, Get-Go stores. In our region, Giant Eagle is selling the Get-Go gas station convenience stores to the company that owns Circle K. So, very interesting stuff there. If you frequent those stores around the area, Pirates, while I was off last week, ran their losing streak to 10 games. We're talking. I mentioned that I don't think Steelers are going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, hell, we might be talking 15, 20 years. I'm already on record, and I've long been on record, saying that the Pirates will never win another World Series in my lifetime. I'm 50 years old. Whoever the youngest person is listening to the show, give me a call. We get a lot of calls from people I know that are older than me. Have we got anybody that's like 20 out there? If you're out there and you're in your 20s, give me a call. I want to know if you think the Pirates will win a World Series in your lifetime. If you're in your 20s, I doubt there's any teenagers. I don't know why teenagers would be. I can't remember how many teenage calls from teenagers I've gotten over the years, but it hasn't been many. But if you're in your 20s out there, 946-0435. I truly want to hear from anybody in their 20s if you think the Pirates will ever win a World Series in your lifetime. You got 60 years. We're going to give them 60 years. And if nobody's in their 20s out there, and so anybody in their 30s, I want the youngest person I can get. The youngest person I can get to call me. And you tell me if you think the Pirates will win a World Series in your lifetime. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility the Pirates will never win another World Series ever. We could go 100 years. I just don't think it's going to happen. 946-0435 if you want to weigh in on that. But while I was gone last week, Buccos extended their losing streak to 10. They've got Paul Skeens. They've got Jared Jones. They've got some good young players. But they're also notoriously cheap. They're never going to pay for the kind of players that it takes to get over the hump. They might be able to get into the playoffs here and there. I do think they will. At some point, Paul Skeens will get into the – I'll make a prediction. At some point, Paul Skeens will pitch in the playoffs as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, that's a pretty darn I'm not putting any money on it. I'm not going to say anything crazy like I'll walk across the state or anything like that. But at some point, I think it can happen. If there's anybody out there, not anybody listening that wants to call in your 20s or 30s, Clarkster's calling in. I don't know how much time you got left. The Pirates definitely aren't winning a damn World Series in your lifetime.
When was the last time they won the World Series?
1979.
79. Okay, I remember the one before that.
Where, 71, yep.
The ground ball hit Tony Kubek in the throat.
Okay, yeah, yep.
That one that was back in the old stadium.
Here's the thing. The finances are just so different now. In 20 years, when the Pirates finally get their payroll to $150 million, other teams are going to be out there at $650 million.
Well, it's so ridiculous. I saw something online that gave the salaries of the NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, sports is not what it was when I was a kid or when other people were kids. It's an expense is what it's become. I mean, I don't understand the complaining about some of the prices and the cost of college, but yet they continue to fork over all this money to sports and entertainment events. I mean, I've seen how many things on Facebook where you get women that are traveling to Europe to go to a Swifties concert.
Yeah, right. I heard something last week. Apparently this little girl somewhere was saving her money from her lemonade stand so that she could buy Taylor Swift concert tickets. But apparently the concert tickets are like in Europe. So not only did she save enough money to get the tickets, which, you know, I don't know, $800, $500. She got enough money to fly to Europe.
We are so out of whack, you know. And as I said, when...
Let me read these off, okay, because you brought up a great point. Joe Burrow, $55 million. Jordan Love, 1 year as a starter, $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Tua Tagovailoa, $53 million. Jared Goff, $53 million. Justin Herbert, $52.5 million. Lamar Jackson, $52 million. Jalen Hurts, $51 million. Kyler Murray, $46 million. Deshaun Watson, $46 million. Kirk Cousins, $45 million. Patrick Mahomes, three-time Super Bowl winner, is all the way down to like number 10th at $45 million.
This is insanity.
It is insanity.
You know, and then you have these exhibition games where none of them show up.
Yeah.
I mean, why bother? If they want to proselytize the sport, maybe, like I suggested, they do the preseason in Europe and get them those people infected.
What's that word you just said? Proselytize?
Yes, you know, advance. You know, it's like religion, you know, and stuff like that.
Good Lord, I had to look that up. So we're talking proselytize?
I can say it better than I can spell it, you know, but anyway.
That's not 25. I've never heard that word in my life. So I'm that's like a 75-cent word, man.
No, that's a, what do you call it, SAT question.
Yeah, right. I've been doing this a long time. I'm not certain how many times I've ever had somebody mention a word that I've never heard in my life. That might be the first time.
Well, I've done a couple of those things with you. I think I've thrown another word out there back in the day. Well, anyway, the point is, then you also see last week while you were gone, some company made a $25 million donation to the stadium.
Yep.
I mean, what are we...
And you know what? I actually saw fans. I actually saw some Penn State fans criticize that. Do you know why?
Well,
they wanted the money to go to NIL for players. So that's where we are with perspective. In their $700 million football upgrade, who cares where the money comes from? Fans want the players. So I saw people on social media mentioning it'd be better off. Penn State would be better off if that money went to NIL.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they need to buy a linebacker or a quarterback. I mean, what's the next quarterback behind the one they have now, and what are they going to be able to do? I mean, but it's so gotten so out of whack that it's just lost any relevance anymore. And that's why, you know, you've said it, and because you got free admittance and everything, but you're not spending the money to go to these events.
No, there's no way.
If you're getting it on TV, why do you want to double pay?
Let me get your vote on our female musicians here. The Go-Go's, the Bangles, Hart, or Joan Jett?
Oh, I guess Hart.
Yeah.
And as far as the other one, Carson, yes, I agree with number two, Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson. So is Debbie Gibson like the universal answer over Tiffany?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not as versed in that subject, but that's just my, you know, little bit of an opinion.
All right. So. Thanks for proselytizing me.
We'll see you. that.
I don't think I said that word right. I was telling this story the other day when I was camping. So a couple weeks ago, Nathan, our intern, was in here. He'll be in tomorrow, by the way. And I was talking about putting the kibosh on things. Like, hey, you put the kibosh on it. You put an end to it. You put a stop to it. And so Nathan turns kibosh into a verb. He says, you're kiboshing it, which I thought was pretty hilarious. So I'm not sure that you can technically do that. I'm not certain that kiboshing something is the same thing as putting the kibosh on it, although, hey, maybe it is. I was telling my wife that the other day. Everybody got a kick out of Nathan making up a word. That was good. All right, 946-0435. I want to mention here just briefly before we go off the air about the Altoona curve. I mentioned about the Pirates. Many people who know me and follow me, it's because of Penn State football on a larger scale. But here locally, I was really known for a long, long, long time as the Curve guy. I covered the Curve since their inception in 1999, all the way through the 2022 season. And then I gave it up last year. Minor league baseball had changed so much. I was not interested in covering it any longer. Media coverage had changed. The way the Mirror was doing it had changed. My personal situation in life had changed. I just didn't have the time to devote to covering a professional baseball team every day. I'm so glad I don't have to go watch this bullcrap Altoona Curve baseball team. I mean, they're horrendous. They're horrendous. And I say this with great affect and admiration for Nate Bowen and John Moses and Preston Shoemaker and Mike Kessling and all their staff. The people who operate the Altoona Curve franchise, the front office, they do a tremendous job. I always tried to balance covering the team on the field and covering the franchise itself, because the franchise itself is such a gem to this area. Always has been. Hopefully it always will be. Nothing I am saying right now has anything to do with the front office or the way that the Curve are operated locally. But they're a disaster of a baseball team. They're 20 games under 500. One of the worst Curve teams ever. They had a 15-game losing streak. They've had a bunch of other 5-6-game losing streaks. And I don't know that I see an end to this with the way the Pirates are run now. See, I covered minor league baseball starting in 99, and I knew exactly how minor league baseball worked, how you had to develop players at the AA level to win. Pirates were in the middle of the 20-year losing streak, blah, blah, blah. First with Cam Bonifay, then Dave Littlefield, then Neil Huntington, and I knew exactly what the Pirates are trying to do in the minor leagues. I don't have the foggiest damn idea what the Pirates are trying to do in AA baseball right now with Ben Cherington. I think he's so far in over his head. And I think the Curve are going to continue to stink on the field in the coming years. And I'm so glad I really don't have to cover that anymore, because that team is terrible. All right, we do want to thank our presenting sponsor, JM Boswell's, for all their support of our program each and every day. Head on over there to 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria for all your cigar needs, tobacco blends, pipes, anything that you're looking for. 6481 William Penn Highway. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. I'm glad to be back in here after taking off a week. We got a lot of football stuff to discuss here over the coming weeks with Steelers have one more preseason game. Penn State has less than 2 weeks until its opener. We got a lot of great stuff coming up here in the immediate future. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC.